children.
What do you call a similar creature that lives on the land?
That's a turtle too, but in the water there's a soft-shelled turtle and the hard-shell, I guess.
Okay. So the turtle then would be the general term for
that's
both
right,
of them.
For both of them.
Well, now what about a cuddle?
I think that means that's the same, I believe.
Well, can that live both in the land or on the land and or in the water? Okay. And what about gopher?
Well, now, they usually live on the land
mm-hmm.
because they have gopher holes.
Well, now, is a gopher similar to a turtle, or is a gopher a different kind of creature?
Well, he's similar to a turtle. He has a hard back, but he's stronger. You can ride a gopher, you can ride on his back.
You can?
They're large enough to carry a grown person.
For goodness sake, I hadn't realized that. Well, can these things be eaten?
Yes, a lot of people eat them.
Uh-huh.
But I don't eat the gopher and hardly turtles.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
The chitlins.
Okay. And can the insides of other animals be eaten besides a hog?
Yes, you can eat a cow tripe. Beef tripe is called.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
A rowboat.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
String of pearls.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really what the other one?
Beat the other man.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his back, I guess this part up here. Are you familiar with the term haunches or hunkers?
Yes. Yeah, that's right, hunches. I believe.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
close person.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
would be old or antique?
Well, if they don't... if they don't fit properly and the person doesn't seem to care anything about his appearance.
Untidy.
Okay. Let's see, would you ever use the word slouchy or tacky?
Yes.
Well now, what would be the difference between slouchy and tacky?
Well now, slouchy is whenever you know, your clothes is real dirty.
Mm-hmm. And what about tacky?
Tacky, you just dress tacky. Haven't you seen a lot of people put on a lot of tacky things, yet they're clean, but they dress tacky.
Okay. You mean like things that are in poor taste or that
that's
don't
right.
match or something?
That doesn't match.
Well now, could both of these words be used if you were talking about a woman as well as a man? Slouchy, I mean you could talk about a slouchy man or a slouchy woman.
That's right.
And same way for tacky.
Yeah.